Good Nights
with Bridget Hustwaite.
Triple J.
Hey, so excited we get to premiere your brand new single, Come On. This is a song that sees you back in collaboration mode. The first that we really heard of that was with Mark Hoppus for Psycho, but now it's another Blink member in Travis Barker. Talk us through how this came to be.
Thought I'd keep it in the family, you know. I guess, you know, it actually is such a beautiful family, that whole Blink vibe. And I've met all of them obviously now and from all different camps. And it just came about, I got a Twitter message from Travis like ages ago, just saying, I love what you're doing. Heard the song with Mark, you know, yeah, like next time you're in LA and like he's got a restaurant there and whatever, he's like, you know, hit me up. I just had that in my back pocket, you know, like I was like, I need to use Travis one day, but these kind of people, you really need to pick your moments. And the night I wrote Come On, I mean, not even the night I wrote Come On, I kind of thought it was going to be a ballad. And it wasn't until I got in the studio with Dan, that was when it was like, we need, you know, a really great beat behind this song. It's sounding too big to be a ballad. It sounds anthemic. We're both getting very excited with the beats that Dan was kind of making. And it was actually, he ended up just saying like, you know, he would sound really good. And, you know, Dan with his Kiwi accent, he's just like, Travis Barker sound really good. Travis Barker. And I said to him, I was like, yeah, he would. Hey, I'm like, should I text him? And Dan's just like, do you hear his number? And I was like, yeah, I do. I just was waiting for the right time and my moment. And he's like, I reckon this is the moment. So yeah, and the rest is history. I text Travis and just did this big mother text that probably sounded so sad and pathetic. So I'm like, you know, if you don't have time, it's fine. And rah, rah, I just thought I'd throw it out there and rah, rah. And then he wrote back within like an hour, and Dan and I screamed like two little girls and read the text. And it was just, yeah, it was all on. It was just so exciting.
We'll talk a bit more about the meaning of the song after we play it, but just touching on how you know, had this kind of ballad feeling and where to take it sonically. I mean, when we think of these guys like Mark and Travis, of course, we're thinking, you know, those punky, fast-paced Blink sounds, and especially given Travis, you know, his most recent hand on the Machine Gun Kelly record. But, you know, this song is very you. You have still made it you, and it's so interesting hearing how he's come into play here.
Thank you. That's really nice to say, because it is a tough balance, because when you are a diehard Blink fan like I am, you know, it's really it's hard to pull back the distortion and everything and make sure I'm still Amy Shark and I'm not, you know, just in awe of having a Blink member on my song. But the night that I wrote it, I was, you know, feeling kind of emo, I guess, and it just came out so easily, and it felt like a kind of ballad song to me. I was like, I was getting excited, but yeah, it was a challenge to find that right balance. But Travis was so accommodating and really did his homework on my sound, and Dan and Phases know it really, really well now. They kind of, you know, they know it like the back of their hand. So yeah, it was just exciting to get into the studio and make it all happen. And it's still got that really cool punk, like, rim shot, keeping in time. And I don't know, it all worked. So, yeah, I'm very excited about this song.
Well, let's give this baby its first spin. Make sure you text in with your thoughts as well, 0439 757 555. It is the world premiere of Come On by Amy Shark featuring Travis Barker on Triple J.
Come on, help me up one more time. Come on. Give me that nice, strong, steady heart. 'Cause what if I fall and you don't see? I don't wanna be responsible for me.
It's Good Nights with Bridget on Triple J. You just heard the world premiere of Come On by Amy Shark featuring Travis Barker. Amy's on Zoom. How does it feel setting that free, Amy?
Whew. Yeah, I've been waiting. I've had that one for a minute, you know. I was really, really excited to release it, and I'm so glad that it, you know, it was the second single. And sometimes you got to fight for those sort of things. And I'm so glad that it's out. It really means a lot.
You know, seeing the title for the first time, I was saying, come on, like, you know, Leighton Hewitt, like, come on. But it's really like a, come on. Like, let's talk about the meaning behind the track.
I mean, that's exactly what it kind of is. I mean, it came out, the night that it came out was sort of like an open letter to people close to me being like, I need your help, and I can't, I've got these big goals and dreams and I can't do it by myself. And if you don't believe in me, like I don't know what to do. Who am I? Yeah, it just felt so good. I wrote a song for the first EP called Drive You Mad. And it kind of felt like that. When I wrote Drive You Mad, it was a real self-reflecting song. Like really take a look at yourself and try and fix what you can and try and be the best version of yourself. Because like at the end of the day, like I am just a girl who really likes writing songs, and the rest of the stuff that gets thrown, there's a lot of curveballs that comes at you in the music industry. It just felt, I don't know, the chorus, come on, like help me up one more time. I just felt like I was leaning on something even when I said it, and it just felt so right to me.
So with that, you know, asking people for help and whatnot, and mentioning with the first EP as well, the similarities there lyrically, it's just crazy because you're in a completely different place now to where you were then. And even then you were in a completely different place since dropping Adore. So it's just, it's quite interesting to see, you know, it's still a theme and it's still something that you kind of have to deal with, but have you kind of...
They're just different problems.
Yeah. But it's, you know, that like that sense of entitlement and expectation from friends and family, strangers probably more so now than ever with, you know, as your following has just continued to build and build and build. But where are you at now, I guess, in terms of accepting, you know, what is ultimately out of your control? It's always easier said than done, but are you in a good place with that now?
Yeah, I am. And, you know, I'm lucky that I rely heavily on songwriting and vent to no end. But I don't know, Bridget, like you can't explain what it's like to go from pedestrian Amy to this kind of world. I never thought it would happen. It's just constantly learning and constantly falling over and getting back up, and everyone sees such a different side. With that comes so many other things that, you know, not many people know about. And it's funny because when I wrote Drive You Mad, it even then, you know, I obviously was going through things where kind of blaming people and picking myself up on that and being like, hey, no, maybe you're the problem, Amy. And it felt good writing that song. And I guess Come On is kind of like the big brother. It's like, you know, now you've hit a level where, you know, the night I wrote it, it was just everything was just building up and building up, and I didn't know what to do. And there was so much sort of riding on me, because it's like, you know, it's my face. It's me out there. It's no one else. So it's a lot of pressure, and it's hard to remind people of that without sounding like you're not grateful. It's just a really touchy thing, but I get to write about it and it makes me feel better. So,
yeah. Well, hopefully, you know, there's going to be even more positives to come now that this song is out and people can listen and resonate and feel the feels with you, and so much to look forward to as well, Amy. You have got 3 ARIA nominations. You are playing a live show this weekend at the NRL Grand Final. What? What is this?
I don't know. Someone's going to have to like show me the mic and be like, this is how you turn it on.
Mark,
these are your songs
on
you
stage.
Wrote. Yeah. I know. It's going to be weird. But I honestly, I'm just going to go out there like an absolute firecracker and have a really good time. It's going to be crazy out there.
It is going to be a wild weekend. Amy, thanks so much for jumping on and letting us premiere Come On featuring Travis Barker. And yeah, good luck playing this Sunday.
Thank you so much, Bridget. Appreciate it.
The best new music with Bridget Huswaite.
Good Nights on Triple J.